Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, speaking to one or two people, you know, it's been sort of 5 years really of I say 5 years of uncertainty. I mean, I hope again the last 2 years probably been a little bit less uncertainty, but nevertheless, still no real guidance and no real direct leadership of the club in terms of an owner that can have a strategy to push us forward. So, I think it's a really kind of momentous period. It probably doesn't feel like it when you're working within the club, because obviously we've been working towards similar goals. But for a fan, you know, it must be a big thing that finally they've got owners of this fantastic club, and hopefully that gives us a little bit more clarity moving forward.
Has there been part of you that has thought, yeah, I'd quite like to be the manager on the other side of this when the new owners are in?
Yeah, there has been. You know, if you look, I've had a lot of speculation over the period that I've been here about other clubs, and some of that speculation is going to be, there's going to be little bits of it are going to be true. And I've sat there thinking, you know, yes, we're struggling a little bit to be competitive in this division. And of course, as a manager, you always look around the division and there's a little bit of you think, you know, I'd love to be sat here with at least a chance to match what some of the others are doing. And always, this has always been round the corner. And there has been a little bit of me thinking, you know, wouldn't it be great to be sat here in January where we're at Birmingham City? We've got the club that we want to be at, we've got the players, and now we can actually push on and be in that position where we can perhaps be more competitive. And that's been a big pull for me. You know, again, a lot of speculation in the summer, but you just knew this was around the corner, and I certainly didn't want to work incredibly hard for 2 years, end up not being here, and then someone else comes in and gets a little bit of transfer money to spend. But at the same time, you know, we've still got to maintain that this club's, you know, been a really well run. But I think the people at the club also need a lot of credit, because you know what, I'm pretty sure, you know, having spoke to one or two, that there'll have been periods over the last 5 years where, you know, pretty fortunate the club's actually still going as strong as they are, because like I said, you know, to be in the situation they've been in, so I think they've had to all pull together and work tirelessly to get us to where we are, and I think they'll be relieved as well, you know, because they'll have had some tough times.
Have you had the chance to meet or talk with the new owners?
Yes, I've actually met them. And, you know, what was really interesting was there was a real thirst for an understanding of what we do in terms of the day-to-day stuff. There seemed a real sort of passion for what they want to do. You know, I think they've been around the city, they've had a little look, because I think that was important. That's something I asked them when they were coming over. I said, have you been in the city? Have you been around it? Mm-hmm. To sort of understand that, you know, I think the city's a great place to be. And without being disrespectful, when I was here as a player sort of 15, 20 years ago, perhaps wasn't quite as vibrant and as cosmopolitan as it is now, but it's a really, really, you know, up-and-coming city and a fine one to live in and to be amongst. So I felt that was important, but also just getting a real feeling that they want to maintain this stability, they want to maintain the way we've worked and just see if they can perhaps add to that and supplement it a little bit to give us a bit of a push. So as we know, we've seen with other clubs, it doesn't always work. You know, there's not you can't come in and wave a magic wand, you can't come in and splurge a load of money at it. It doesn't always buy success, but I think if you you're in a position where you certainly can buy some good championship footballers to enhance what you're doing and build the infrastructure, then you've got a real chance.